see, once again, it is good for me to be back in Romania. And this time my son, but he's my youngest son, came with me. And this is the first trip he has made outside of the United States. So he gets to, I don't know how to say it, to meet my brethren and sisters in Christ. Hey, I kind of enjoyed the lamentation that Brother Leo is teaching on. Can you imagine that the city of Jerusalem was crying out to God? The city missed the music.
Cetății era doar de cântări.
The singing.
De muzica.
The teaching.
De învățătura.
The preaching of the Word of God.
De predicarea cuvântului lui Dumnezeu.
That glorified the God of heaven.
De lucrurile care îl glorifică pe Dumnezeul cerurilor.
We have many churches in our land that have closed the doors.
Și în țara noastră sunt multe biserici care și-au închis porțile.
Could you imagine if we could walk in that building?
Vă puteți imagina să intrăm într-o astfel de clădire?
And hearing the building crying out to God.
Și să auzim clădirea respectivă plângând, strigând către Domnul.
Where are the singers?
Unde sunt cântăreți?
Where is the music?
Unde e muzica?
Where is the teaching?
Unde e învățătura?
Where is the preaching?
Unde e predicarea cuvântului?
It cannot be done without God's people.
Astea nu pot fi făcute fără copiii lui Dumnezeu acolo.
So can you imagine that seat you are sitting in needs you?
Și imaginează-ți că locul în care te afli are nevoie de tine.
This building needs you.
Clădirea asta are nevoie de tine.
You notice God never preaches to man by himself.
Dumnezeu nu predică el însuși omului.
He called us to call men and women to him through salvation.
Și ne-a chemat pe noi ca să mergem și să-i chemăm pe alții la Dumnezeu și la mântuirea sa.
In other words, he called you to fill the church with praise.
Pe mine, ca pe tine, pe mine și pe tine, ca să umplem biserica lui Hristos.
Okay, today we will be viewing Jesus Christ's return to this earth.
Și aș vrea să ne uităm la întoarcerea lui Iisus Hristos pe pământ.
And setting up his everlasting kingdom that the God of heaven has promised to come to pass.
Pentru a-și instaura împărăția veșnică pe care Dumnezeu a promis-o.
The first two verses we'll be reading is in Daniel chapter 7. Verse 13 and 17, it says, "And I saw in a night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven."
M-am uitat în timpul vedenilor mele de noapte și iată că pe norii cerurilor a venit unul ca un fiu al omului.
And he came with the Ancient of Days and they brought him near before him.
A înaintat cel îmbătrânit de zile și a fost adus înaintea lui.
And that was given unto him dominion.
Și s-a dat stăpânire.
And glory.
Slavă.
And a kingdom that all people nations and language shall serve him.
Și o putere împărătească pentru ca să slujească toate popoarele, neamurile și oamenii de toate limbile.
And his dominion is an everlasting dominion.
Stăpânirea lui este o stăpânire veșnică,
which shall not pass away.
Nu va trece nici de cum.
And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
Și împărăția lui nu va fi nimicită niciodată.
No one will destroy the kingdom of our God.
Nimeni nu va distruge împărăția Dumnezeului nostru.
And he will come. We know, Peter, we know exactly when he will come. At the end of the tribulation period. But he promised you and I that we will not go through the tribulation. For we have the Holy Ghost that will translate us into his kingdom at the rapture. And the devil cannot overcome the Holy Spirit that is within our bodies. Okay, where will Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, set up the start of his everlasting kingdom?
Unde va începe regele regilor împărăția sa veșnică?
You know, they made famous in the world the coming of the end of the world.
În lume e faimoasă ideea de sfârșit al lumii.
The world is not coming to an end. The world is going to be redeemed by Jesus Christ at his second coming, where he set up his everlasting kingdom. He redeemed the animals. For a lamb should be able to lay down beside a lion. And children should be able to play with the wild animals. And the land will yield its strength where they will not again have to use a chemical or a fertilizer to bring forth the fruit from the ground.
Puterea și nu vor mai trebui folosite tot felul de chimicale pentru a produce recoltele.
God is not only coming to redeem man.
Dumnezeu nu vine doar ca să răscumpere pe om.
He redeemed the earth.
El răscumpără pământul.
And he redeemed the world.
Și răscumpără lumea.
From the kingdom of the Antichrist. Satan, the dragon of Revelation chapter 12,
Satan, din Apocalipsa, capitolul 12,
and the false preaching of the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13.
Și, prorocul fals din Apocalipsa 13.
Y'all haven't noticed how much we talk about going to heaven our home. Going to heaven, you know, my home's in heaven. Yeah. Our home is going to be on the new earth. Not only that, we will leave heaven with Christ for a 1,000-year reign on this earth.
Dar vom părăsi cerul și vom împărăți împreună cu Hristos timp de 1000 de ani în împărăția sa pe pământ.
If I understand it right,
și dacă înțeleg corect,
you will return to Romania,
poate te vei întoarce în România,
to reign with Christ for 1,000 years on this earth,
ca de ani cu Hristos pe acest pământ.
When all of the redeemed that go through the tribulation,
când toți cei răscumpărați care vor trece prin necaz,
will once again populate the kingdom of Jesus Christ on this earth.
Și cei care vor trece vor popula împărăția lui Iisus Hristos.
It will be on the earth and not in heaven.
Și această împărăție va fi așadar pe pământ, nu în cer.
That God will start His everlasting kingdom.
Acolo își va începe Dumnezeu împărăția sa veșnică.
Look at Daniel chapter 7:14, and I was given unto him dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and a that all people, nations, and languages shall serve him, and his dominion is an everlasting dominion.
Versetul 14 din Daniel 7, i s-a dat stăpânire, slavă, putere împărățească pentru ca să-i slujească toate popoarele, neamurile și oamenii de toate limbile. Stăpânirea este o stăpânire veșnică și nu va trece nici de cum și împărăția lui nu va fi nimicită niciodată.
That's how we endure our faith down here in this world. Endure faith, persecution, one thing another like that.
Trecem prin necazurile și prin problemele pe care le avem prin credința aici pe pământ acum.
Okay, let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
Haideți să deschidem acum la Apocalipsa capitolul 19.
Verses 11 through 16. Okay. It says, and I saw heaven open.
Apoi am văzut cerul deschis.
And behold, a white horse.
Și iată că s-a arătat un cal alb.
And he that sitteth upon him was called faithful and true.
Și cel ce stă pe el se cheamă cel credincios și cel adevărat.
That's another name for Jesus Christ.
Acesta este numele lui Iisus Hristos, un alt nume al lui Iisus Hristos.
He is faithful to us.
El este credincios față de noi.
He is true to us.
El este adevărat înaintea noastră.
So we don't live by feeling.
Pentru că nu trăim pe baza sentimentelor noastre.
We don't worship by feeling.
Nu ne închinăm pe baza sentimentelor noastre.
We live by faith. Like Moses said, he endured his tribulation with the people of Israel.
Așa și cum și Moise a dus necazul poporului său, Israel,
by seeing him who is invisible.
Deoarece l-a văzut pe cel ce era nevăzut.
Can you see Christ in your flesh?
Poți să-L vezi pe Hristos în trupul tău?
No.
Nu. Când ești în trupul tău, în carne, nu poți să-L vezi.
You see Him by faith.
Îl vezi prin credință.
When the Holy Ghost enters your heart,
atunci când Duhul Sfânt intră în inima ta,
where Jesus said, you must be born again,
și Domnul Iisus spune, trebuie să fii născut din nou,
from above, by the Holy Spirit.
De către Duhul Sfânt.
He is our life.
El este viața noastră.
Jesus said he is our comforter.
El este Duhul, spune Domnul Iisus, este mângâietorul nostru.
And all who receive the Holy Ghost, all who receive the Holy Ghost,
și toți cei ce primesc Duhul Sfânt,
to them God give them the power to become the sons of God.
Tuturor celor ce l-au primit, Dumnezeu le dă puterea să se numească copii ai lui Dumnezeu.
That's John 1:12.
Asta e Ioan
1:12. Okay. Then, as in his, and in righteousness does he judge and make war.
Și el judecă și se luptă cu dreptate.
Now the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet,
diavolul, anticrist și prorocul mincinos,
in Revelation,
în Apocalipsa,
is making war
încep un război,
not in righteousness,
nu în dreptate,
and not in right judgment.
Și nu în judecată dreaptă.
And Christ has to come,
așadar, Hristos trebuie să vină,
to destroy their kingdom,
să le distrugă, împărăția lor,
and the scripture declares that we will come with him.
Și scripturile declară că noi îl vom însoți.
We'll see that right here in these scriptures.
Și vedem lucrul acesta aici.
Verse 12 says, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Versetul 12, ochii lui erau ca pară focului.
And on his head were many crowns.
Și capul îl avea încununat cu multe cununi împărătești.
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Și purta un nume scris pe care nimeni nu știe decât numai el singur.
And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood.
Și era îmbrăcat cu o haină muiată în sânge.
He wasn't clothed in a red vesture or a, well, a bloody vesture. No. He wasn't clothed in a red vesture. Let me see if I can see it in chapter 1 of Revelation, I'm Alpha and Omega, Spirit. Okay, in chapter 1, I don't see it right yet, but we see what Christ is clothed with a golden girdle, his eyes are flame of fire.
Christos are ochii ca fara focului și poate îmbrăcat cu o haină muiată în sânge.
His feet is like brass. His feet is like brass burning in a furnace.
Picioarele lui sunt ca rama arsă în foc.
And I think his robe is white.
Și haina lui de fapt e albă.
When he reached, is ready to return to this earth, he will take that robe and dip it in blood.
Însă, în momentul, așa, dacă citim în Apocalipsa 1, însă momentul în care urmează să vină pe pământ, acea haină va fi înmuiată în sânge.
Okay.
Ideea că nu, nu e o haină roșie, doar că zice asta ca și imaginea unei haine roșii, ci efectiv haina lui este înmuiată în sânge.
Verse 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
Versetul 13, era îmbrăcat cu o haină muiată în sânge.
And his name is called the Word of God.
Și numele lui este Cuvântul lui Dumnezeu.
Did you notice that in John's first writing he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And 1 John 1. John says, that which was from the beginning,
ce era de la început,
which we have heard,
ce am auzit,
which we have seen with our eyes,
ce am văzut cu ochii noștri,
which we have looked upon,
ce am privit,
and our hands have handled,
ce am picăit cu mâinile noastre,
the Word of Life.
Cu privire la cuvântul vieții.
Jesus is the Word of Life.
Iisus Hristos este cuvântul vieții.
This Bible is filled with living words.
Biblia asta este plină de cuvinte.
And the reason I say that,
și motivul pentru care spun asta,
I started reading the Bible and seeking God about 2 years before I got saved.
Am început să citesc cuvântul lui Dumnezeu cam cu 2 ani înainte de a fi mântuit.
And I could not understand the Bible.
Și nu puteam efectiv să înțeleg Biblia.
I did not have the author in my heart who wrote the Bible.
Pentru că nu aveam scriitorul în inima mea, cel care a scris Biblia.
And the night I received Christ as my Savior,
și noaptea în care l-am primit pe Iisus Hristos ca Mântuitor,
I picked up the Bible that night and started reading.
Am luat scriitorile noaptea aceea. aceea și am început din nou să citesc.
And these words were jumping off the page.
Și efectiv, cuvintele săreau din pagină.
The words of God was walking upon the, across the pages as I read.
Și cuvântul lui Dumnezeu se descoperea pe măsură ce citeam paginile.
The word didn't only become alive in my heart.
Cuvântul nu numai că a devenit viu în inima mea.
It was moving upon the pages with my eyes seeing it.
Și ce se mișca era viu în paginile Scripturii în timp ce îl citeam.
I could hear the word of God speaking to me.
Efectiv, îmi vorbea cuvântul respectiv.
And tell me the glories of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Și îmi spunea despre slava lui Iisus Hristos, Fiul lui Dumnezeu.
Okay, then Revelation 19 again, verse 14.
Înapoi în Apocalipsa 19, versetul 14.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Who are these armies? You remember now, Jesus, this is talking about Jesus coming at the end of the tribulation. Seven years before this, the rapture of the church had taken a place. If that was to take place today, you and I would be caught right up to heaven. Hey, maybe he brought the white horses in and we ride upon them to heaven. For 7 years we are going to be preparing with Christ to come back to this earth. And the scripture said, on white horses, we'd be clothed in fine linen and white and clean. With the armies coming back with God, God's army. So, Pastor Peter, I reckon he's preparing us now. He's preparing us now. Christ. We probably could say that the church is the boot camp for the army of God. Okay, now, Moses talked about us coming back to this earth with Jesus Christ. In his writings in Deuteronomy
33:2,
and it says, and he said, the Lord came from Sinai, and rose from Sur unto them, and shined forth from Mount Paran. Go ahead.
El a zis, Domnul a venit din Sinai și a răsărit peste ei din Seir, a strălucit din muntele Paran.
With 10,000s. Well, see, Moses didn't have a 10 billion, 10 trillion of his saints. And from his right hand
având în dreapta lui,
went a fiery law for them.
Focul legii.
For us. We're with him.
Și noi vom fi împreună cu el.
Okay, verse 15.
Versetul 15, Apocalipsa 19.
And it says, out of his mouth. Now imagine, we are coming back to this, in the clouds, to this earth, on white horses.
Deci imaginați-vă, vom reveni împreună cu el pe cai albi.
Our leader is on his white horse.
Și conducătorul nostru este pe un cal alb.
His vesture is dipped in blood.
Haina este înmuiată în sânge.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. You know, when we read that, we think, oh, God's going to smite all the nations. Rome. Romania. U.S.
Romania,
England.
Statele Unite, Anglia.
But who is Christ coming back to fight?
Dar cu cine vine Hristos să se lupte de fapt?
The armies and the nation of Satan.
El vine să se lupte cu armatele națiunii conduse de Satan.
He will crush them when he set his feet on the Mount of Olives.
Și îi va zdrobi când pune picioarele pe muntele măslinilor.
Die in Jerusalem. And there will be a big valley open up to the north, 50 miles wide, 200 miles long, and Satan, the beast, and the false prophet have gone to the kings of the east of Jerusalem because the northern kingdom of Gog and Magog has been destroyed according to Ezekiel 38 and 39 before the tribulation. Look, it is very serious. We might see that battle in the near future. But Pastor Peter, we don't have to lift a hand or fire a shot. We don't have to lift a hand, fire a shot, go to war. But can you imagine the fear that will be in Israel? When they see Gog and Magog, Gomer, Persia Mede, Libya, Ethiopia, millions of men and probably women coming to take over Israel.
Toate aceste armate care se vor aduna să cucerească Israelul.
And the anger of Jesus Christ be kindled at these nations coming against Israel.
Împotriva acestor națiuni care se vor ridica împotriva lui Israel.
And he will drop and destroy them in the mountains of Israel.
Și el va veni și le va distruge pe munții Israelului.
And he will get the victory.
Și va fi victorios.
And we won't have to fire a shot.
Însă noi nu va trebui să tragem niciun glonț.
And then the scripture says that all the nations of the world will know that the God of Israel is protecting the Jews. Not only that, the church will still be here. And the church will know that our God is protecting the nations as we pray for the peace of Israel. Have you ever read in the Holy Scriptures that God said, the nations are but a drop in a bucket to me? We'll see this at the Battle of Armageddon. When the sharp two-edged sword come out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus, when we return with him to this earth and slay the kings of the east, the kingdom of the Antichrist, the kingdom of Satan, the 10 revived nations of the Roman Empire, there in Israel. Now remember also in Thessalonians chapter 1, or maybe 2, that during the tribulation period, the beast is going to forsake the peaceful covenant he has with Israel. Why is he forsaking this covenant? Because God, through the two prophets in Israel, there in Jerusalem, is casting all these plagues on the kingdom of the beast. As you read in there in Revelation, notice that one plague that falls on the kingdom of the beast. It's a plague of darkness. And the darkness is so great that him and his nation and those 10 kingdoms that he is in control of, will grip their teeth and grind them in pain. No wonder the beast is angry with these two witnesses in Jerusalem. Bringing all them plagues on his nation. And he turns against that covenant he makes with Israel. And he forsakes that covenant and starts persecuting the Jews. And they have to flee from Jerusalem and Israel. And God is preparing them a place from the face of Israel. I mean, from the face of the Antichrist. Then he goes forth to try to destroy the rest of not only the Jews, but the believers in the world. Because we find out in Revelation chapter 7 that God seals 144,000 Jewish preachers to preach the everlasting gospel during the tribulation. I haven't written this down, but this is in Revelation. But when Christ comes, all of these millions of peoples of tongues and languages and nations are which was redeemed or saved by the preaching of the 144,000 preachers, 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, have redeemed them from the curse of Satan and Antichrist. I was just thinking about this today, Brother Peter, here in the church. The world is going to say, why are these Jews preaching Jesus Christ? Now look, surely they'd be saying, don't take the mark of the beast. And don't follow this king over there in the Middle East that's trying to destroy all the Jews. But they will be preaching the same gospel we're preaching, the blood of Jesus. As you read in the book of Revelation, also notice as you go through it, there's one verse that says, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So what are the 144,000 preaching? The death, the burial, and the resurrection that you hear about Jesus Christ. Chapter 19 again, verse 15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Verse 16, and he hath on his vesture, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who we are literally serving. But now we're not warring against the nations. We are preaching the lovely, sweet gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is not our job to go war against the nations. War against the government. We'll preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ and let that change their heart. And then in Revelation 20:1-3, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great, strong, unbreakable chain in his hand. And he lay hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut up and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. This is the great God we serve. Imagine, you're going to be with him. We're going to be with him in his army. Now, I won't preach any more of this message now, but if you want to continue, turn to Zechariah. Read chapter 14. See what's going to happen in this battle of Armageddon. And we'll just hit a couple more scriptures here. Let's turn to Hebrews right quick. It's speaking of Moses in Hebrews 11, 24 and 25. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin for a season. So according to Hebrews 12, some are part of 1 and 2, listen to these. Let us run with patience. It's the last part right here. The race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Is Jesus Christ the author and finisher of your faith? Have you truly received the faith that Christ died for? He was crucified for. He was raised for. Therefore, the faith we have was created by Jesus Christ, transferred into our heart by the Holy Spirit. When we call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the grace and the love of God keep your hearts and minds until the time you see our Savior, which is our King of Kings.